dun 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 dun. What? Can't do that?
You're horrible.
I guess.
And this is Before There Are Bookies.
Podcast. Number, what is it, number seven now?
Number seven.
Lucky number seven, man.
Lucky number 11.
Seven.
You ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have, actually.
Just making sure.
Well, tonight we have... What?
That's my life on crack.
Tonight we have me, Coda.
Joshua.
And Amy, who's eating a croissant witch right now, who can't be bothered to talk.
It smells really good, though.
It smells really good, and I'm like just looking at
it. It is so good. And I'm not sharing, you bastards.
You are such a jerk.
But who didn't know if I was dead or alive today?
Mm-hmm. I know. So
that's a good video game too, Dead or Alive. Yeah,
I didn't like that game that much. so this is the second time we'll be in here. Well, since this is the first time I've been here since last week, and we're without Matt again. It's so nice.
That's okay. We fired his ass.
His ass is gone. What's your opinion?
I don't know why you guys are watching this dude's ass, but I'm not part of that.
You know his ass is fired, though. You agreed with me.
He just destroys.
He doesn't. The thing is,
just stop with the Velcro.
Sorry.
Is that my Velcro?
That's my Velcro.
Okay, number good.
It's just the fact that he comes on the show. He disrespects me. He disrespects the show. If that happens, you get kicked off my show. Well, I should say.
Speaking of disrespect,
I should say.
I'm sorry.
Nice. I was gonna say I should call it our show because it's me and Josh's show.
See.
We were watching a videos PVC pipe instrument. Awesome thing.
What is Josh it? We should put it on our blog.
Oh, we'll link them. It's don't worry. YouTube. Put in the link. But I want to talk about the downtown development going on right now.
Downtown development.
Well, because they finally finished that fucking bridge.
Yeah.
Which is ugly.
And I was so pissed. I rode my bike down today.
I still haven't driven on, by the way.
It's not that bad. But I rode down my bike today, and there's supposed to be walkways on the other side of the bridge closed because they had to lay down cement. So pissed. It's so
cement. I saw a picture. Fresh cement someone just laid down, and some idiot tried to drive his car through it, not paying attention. The car was stuck. I thought that was hilarious. It was a brand new car.
That
it was nice and everything.
And that just shows you people's stupidity.
It does. It's hilarious, though.
But,
I have a theory. If you give stupid people an opportunity, they never fail to impress you with their stupidity.
That is true.
They hang themselves, right? There's people. People are dumb.
Welcome to the world.
So
I know you
stupid.
Just got here, but welcome
it
to the world.
It pisses me off so much.
Although I'd like to take time to say that we all have our stupid moments. And that's what makes everybody else so mad. It's like, you mess up every here and there.
It's always, whenever you act stupid, whenever I do something stupid, I'll own up to it. Be like, I was just acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it newsworthy stupidity? I mean, think about it.
That's true.
Well,
what was the last time?
Speaking of stupidity,
that
my new, tattoo on the back of my leg, the back of my pedal getting implanted in the back of my ankle after I fell off my bike.
The new biking scar.
Yeah, that one is. That one's cool.
Oh, it looks like little beads going across your leg in a really weird pattern.
Did I show you the photo of it?
We should really connect the dots.
Well, if you look at the photo, I'll put the photo on the blog. But it's a fresh wound, and you see three lines of blood just dripping down to my sock.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just pedaling. All of a sudden, the chain
you
came off the chain.
I had a sandwich. I don't need to hear this.
What? Like,
I don't want to hear about the rivulets of blood.
You don't want to hear about the rivers of blood.
I didn't say rivers, I said rivulets.
Rivulets, whatever.
Rivets.
My God.
Rivets, the rivets of blood?
Not rivets.
I don't know how that works.
Not rivers, not rivets, rivulets.
Rivulets?
Rivulets!
Bloody rivulets.
Oh my All right. God.
So, well, back to the beginning, which is the bridge. I noticed there's been a lot. Downtown development's really picking up.
It is. I've seen a lot of construction in Fort Wayne just recently.
Well, because they're making those Harrison Square apart as a Harrison Square apartment, condos. Nah, I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. They're down by the baseball diamond.
They need to make a Harry Balls Plaza.
Harry Balls.
They do. Well, you. They were going to.
Harry
they were going
Balls
to.
Plaza.
Then they're also working on the Anthony Wayne building. They're making condos in there.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of do want to see some more skyscrapers go up in Fort Wayne. But then we would turn into Indy and we'd be all filled with douchebags. No, nothing against Indy. It's just.
Well, hopefully, it won't be as jam packed.
Yeah, because if we get, I feel we're at the exact level we should be size-wise of the city.
Rush hour is already bad.
I know. If we got any bigger, it'd be like Indy. It'd just be you couldn't get out of the city center.
I don't think it'd get as bad as California.
Yeah, no, that's.
Traffic,
well, no, I heard actually there was a study done of who has the worst traffic in America. And guess who has the worst traffic?
Columbus, Ohio.
Nope, Honolulu.
What?
Honolulu has the worst traffic.
Really?
Not kidding.
Actually, and then it makes sense.
It's Honolulu, and then it's Los Angeles. Yeah, it does kind of make sense, because, I mean, you're on a tiny fucking island.
Yeah.
Well.
Vacationers.
Yeah.
Okay.
A tiny island that is a vacation destination. And what's the first thing people do when they go to on vacation? They rent a car.
I walk.
To travel.
I would not.
Well, you would have
car.
Well, a lot of people rent a car.
Stupid people
well,
do.
What's the first rule about rented cars? If there's insurance, beat the shit out of it.
Pretty much.
And then everyone goes to Honolulu, so it only makes sense that that'd be the worst traffic, because people don't give a shit. It's not their freaking cars.
So what you're saying is everyone who drives in Honolulu is driving a rental car, and they're just beating the fuck out of their cars.
And they cannot.
Pretty
so
much.
You have to get a car. Because they're in a rental car, they're like, that person walking is now 5 points.
Yeah.
Got insurance, so, baby. Got insurance.
Old lady, there's a 20-pointer right there. But yeah, I mean, I forget, my mother actually had to rent a car when she got her car in an accident. You put insurance on that puppy and you just fly. Beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's insured.
Yeah,
it's not much. Yours either, so why not just go crazy?
Nice, Amy.
That's how it always is. People do that, though. I've seen it. It's horrible. I know my... Oh, man. Look, a driving instructor, I knew whatever, was told me a little story about back when he first started running cars, and based on the mileage. When he first went out renting the car, went like down the road a little bit to Burger King, and he was with the cars and everything. It's going down there, disconnected the sensors and all that, so it wasn't reading mileage. And went on like a 3-day trip, came back, re-hooked it up, and then took it back there. And the people got pissed at him. Because they're like, look, you have a car for a 3-day trip, you only drove like 20 miles.
That just doesn't seem right.
Wow.
Yeah. Or he couldn't do that anymore because of his electronic thing. He can read it.
It's way too electronic now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Can you do that to like U-Hauls? You know how U-Hauls, they, U-Haul trucks lately, they give you an initial charge and then they start charging you by the mile.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if they actually have that mile gauge.
I'm sure they have.
I would just love to.
Creepy people looking in the window.
It wasn't a creepy person. It was the lady who works at the library, just like staring and she's like, hello.
And then she licked her lips when she saw the donuts.
Donuts. Do you want one? Leave us alone. We'll give you one.
So I'm super excited about exactly. I was about to mention
the Abraham Lincoln.
Lord, my beer. Now I'm here to kick your ass.
The Abraham Lincoln movie. Super excited about it.
It looks really cool. How much history do you think they're actually going to put in it, though?
Well, have you read the book?
I have not.
I have the book.
I read the book first. And so I have a general idea of what's going to happen.
You're going to hate the movie, then.
Probably.
But here's the thing. Actually, we were discussing this at work. I mentioned just briefly that I was super excited about this movie to come out. And then, of course, this is what I heard. I think that's just horrible. Why is that horrible? Me being excited about a movie or the movie?
Which one are we going to go with?
Like, what's horrible about this? That movie's horrible. Please explain.
We can't even see it.
No. Here's the reason why it's horrible. That is so disrespecting the president. He was a real person, and now he's just being disrespected. He was the president of the United States. Really? He's been dead for, like,
how long? So, wait. We can't disrespect dead presidents, but we can just tear the shit out of Obama.
Yep. And George Bush, just saying.
George Bush is on, he's on the pedestal with Reagan right now.
Yeah.
Because he does no wrong.
It's because he's not a president anymore. As soon as, like, you're either dead or not in office, you're an idol. Like, look at Reagan. He fucked this country, but apparently he is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. But then they make this movie, and, like, I just couldn't believe it. Oh, that is so disrespectful. He was a president. He was a real person. What would he have to say about being a zombie? I'm like, one, he's not a zombie. And two, it was a book. And three, it's entertainment, okay? It's just entertainment. I'm pretty sure if he had a sense of, you know, sense of humor, he'd be like, hey, that's a great freaking idea. Just go for it.
Or he'd be like, you saw a movie? Don't focus.
Right? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the guy, but come on now. I think people just take things way too far. You're going to get upset because a little disrespect to a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You disrespected my donuts. I'm pissed.
Well, I was gonna say, speaking of Abraham Lincoln and zombies, they made... The B-movie crowd made a stupid Abraham Lincoln zombie hunter.
Zombie hunter, oh.
I saw that at the movie store. I was like, what the fuck?
Did you get it?
No! It looks so stupid! I was pissed.
Was it one of those parodies?
No, it wasn't a parody movie. It was just a B-movie trying to capitalize on the...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So stupid.
It's kind of like... I was going to say... Have you guys ever, remember when Lord of the Rings got real popular and they started making those movies? Well, at the same time, like, before they were going to release, like, the first Lord of the Rings movie, they had The Hobbit out, and it was a cartoon.
No, I've never seen that.
Well, you know, The Hobbit came out before.
It did. It came out in, like, the 1970s, is that right? The 70s?
Well, the book came out, like, in the 70s.
No, this cartoon came out in, like, the 70s.
Yeah,
but they were trying to resell it to everyone. Like, hey, this is the movie. No, it's not. I can tell it's a cartoon. But people bought it. People are stupid.
Yeah.
Not waiting.
You're so nice. Oh, yes. The book The Hobbit came out in September of 1937.
Look at that.
Yes. That's old. Man, I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah, it's really old.
Wow.
I can't believe you didn't know that. How dare you not know that?
And then, let's see. Lord of the Rings came out in 1954.
Really? Just the books?
Yeah. That's a big gap between books. From, like, 1937 is when The Hobbit came out, and then 1954?
Well, he was probably having kids, living his life. Didn't probably even think about having an actual, like, maybe I should take this book that really worked and just add on.
Maybe it was more like, you got enough money, then he's like, shit, money out.
You know,
book. You know. Oh, shit. Time to write something else.
Okay. I have never seen a picture of J.R.R. Tolkien until just now. Does not look like anything. Tolkien.
What the hell ever. I call it Tolkien.
I just saw a picture of him, and, like, I had this weird vision in my head, like, what he looked like. And I just looked at the picture.
I always imagine him looking like Gandalf.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. He looks like Nick Schoaf. Like Nick Schoaf with a mustache.
No, he looks like Hitler.
Looks like Hitler. I can kind of see Nick Schoaf there, just a facial structure.
Yeah, I see Hitler. I see, like, a younger version.
Whatever. I don't see Hitler.
Hitler's thinner, more cheekbony cousin.
Well, that's just the Wikipedia. That's just a Wikipedia picture.
But I always imagine him looking like Gandalf, and then look at his picture. It's straight up Hitler.
It's
what a letdown.
Well, you can call him Hitler if he has a squared mustache. He doesn't.
Maybe it was popular in the day, because if that's his picture from the 1930s,
no, that's his picture from 1916. He was in the military.
So that's where Hitler got the idea.
Oh, Hitler was in World War I, too.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
He looks like Nick Schoaf with a mustache. We're going to leave it at that. And then we're going to go on to the next subject. So,
which is Spider-Man, which is another great movie.
You can't just, like, jump in like that. Which is Spider-Man.
Just did. Spider-Man.
When does Spider-Man come out, Josh?
I don't know the exact date.
July 3rd.
Wow, Coda, we're so happy that you know crap like that.
Shit.
I didn't really care about crap.
You know who's going to be next on the firing line?
But no, I saw a preview for it, and this guy actually, I didn't see the Peter Parker so much, but I saw, like, the Spider-Man versions. He played Spider-Man so much better than the last guy, the Tobey Kiefer or whoever it was.
Tobey Maguire. Well, see, I watched...
So there's another guy playing Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
It's a different, someone else is making it, but it's still...
Really?
Well, Sony's making it.
It's better.
That's what they said about the Hulk three times ago.
But the thing is, I was watching Spider-Man 3 the other day, and I'm, like, watching, like, thinking... You know what? Maybe it wasn't a bad idea to redo all these.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially when he's doing the Saturday Night Fever walk down the street.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, we've just hit a bad point in this
one. Well, like,
and then he's dancing at the jazz club.
Basically what they said is, let's scrap the whole comic book version and let's just make our own.
Let's just fuck the canon.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the thing is, those Spider-Man movies, it just seemed to me, first one, good. Second one, third one, oh my god, shoot me. Because it goes from being kind of a serious kind of movie that's going to follow, you know, the whole Spider-Man.
The canon.
Exactly, whatever that is. And then it just goes straight into Disney. Like, think about it. Yeah. It's so Disney-ish. Like,
it's so cheeky.
It's Disney.
It was good, though. But the new one's going to be awesome.
No, they're dumb. Just be honest.
The new one's going to be awesome.
The new one does look cool because it looks like it has more technology in it. And that's why I was like,
The preview I saw was him was like, the bad guy pulls a knife on him. Have you seen that one yet?
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I'm scared of tiny knives.
He's like, come with this and small knives. Oh, it's so simple. That's how sarcastic Spider-Man really is. You know?
Yeah, that's how he is. Like,
he wasn't all like serious all the time, like the were in the other ones.
I know he wasn't like in the original Spider-Man movies. He's just like, he's never joking around. He's just always serious.
I know.
You're my girlfriend. I'm serious about you.
Hey, you're my girlfriend. I love you. I'm Spider-Man.
I'm still serious about you. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think that he's a bad actor. I just think that the
he was not cast right.
Well, neither was Eddie Brock. Give me a break.
Eddie Brock is not
Venom. You know the Venom they had? This skinny little twee guy? Venom's supposed to be a dude out of jail who's like buff as shit, knows a lot of people.
Who are you talking about? Eric Foreman?
Yeah, that's who it was. It was Eric Foreman.
What are you guys talking about?
Spider-Man 3.
I must have missed
the blonde guy.
The guy that's competing with...
Oh, the sand dude.
No!
The guy.
Why do we have her on here? She has no idea what we're talking about.
I don't.
The guy that's competing with Peter Parker in pictures of Spider-Man in the third one. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he supposedly gets a picture of Black Suit Spider-Man.
Okay, now...
Topher Grace, yeah.
It's this guy.
But he turns
to that 70s show.
Eric Foreman.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you guys shouldn't have said Eric Foreman like that's his name, because I had a vision of the black guy off of House whose name was Foreman. You remember House? The black guy?
Okay,
I was like, I don't think he's in any of those movies. Who was that guy?
I know who you're talking about, though. I got you.
Yeah,
but
you guys should have just said that 70s show, that dude, and I've been
that
like,
dude.
Got you, but no, but, of course you have to go around the tree.
Eddie Brock's supposed to be like this big muscular dude straight out of jail, and no, it wasn't anything like that at all. It's horrible.
Nope.
Well, you know what? For people who don't watch,
what was that your phone?
Not me. No, I don't have a beeping machine.
It wasn't my phone.
No,
must have been your phone.
Or maybe it was your computer.
You're such a dick. I don't know whose phone that was, man. It's been my fault.
Cody, eat this donut. It's disgusting.
No, get it away from me.
It's like blueberry nastiness on top of a donut.
Well, then don't eat it. Leave it go.
I'm not trying to eat it.
The Pop Tarts used to have for the
last time. Oh, yeah. Those gross ones.
So disgusting.
They were good. You just got to heat them up and add some butter. How's it going? Good.
So, Coda, you were saying something earlier about Venus or something like that.
No, the trains come out.
Well, the trains of Venus. It already happened on Tuesday.
Yeah,
what the hell is it?
You didn't know what that was?
What are you guys talking about?
Trains of Venus.
Trains looking at Venus.
Okay.
Josh, I love you.
Seriously,
right now.
What is it?
It's when... Okay.
Did Venus, like, pass us or something?
No. Transit of Venus, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Like, it happens, like, once every hundred... It happens, like, once every year.
And I missed it because you were too... I'm smarter than you to tell me about it? What is it?
You don't watch TV, so how do you know what's going on?
I don't watch TV either.
So wait a minute.
Transit of Venus. Okay, here's what the transit of Venus was. It's when Venus goes in front of the sun for the first time in like 100 years. It goes right in front of the sun. And the only way to view it is with like special glasses or like looking at a shadow of the sun.
Okay, so basically I would have missed it anyways.
You would have missed it anyways. It's not like you can stare at the sun like, I see it!
Well, you're supposed to get a telescope and just...
Well, if you can use... If you had a telescope with a special filter, you could watch it. But, like, I was dicking around.
So when I said, did Venus just pass us or something, I was right. No, you'd be like, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, it passed in front of the sun, so you got
it's
to see...
It's kind of like an eclipse.
It was an eclipse. Basically, instead of the moon, it was Venus. End of story. Not that big of a deal. I don't think it's
so cool. You know what?
Ooh, it's awesome.
You know what? The nerds in this room think it's cool.
Have you ever seen an eclipse?
We take for granted.
Have you guys ever seen an eclipse?
No.
I have.
All right.
Had eclipse. Go.
Yes.
Well, I have seen an eclipse, and it is pretty awesome. It really is. But it lasts for like 7 seconds, and then it's like, well, gotta go back to work.
So it's like, whoop. Damn, I missed it.
Well, the actual eclipse, like when it's that nice, perfect photo opportunity, it doesn't last very long.
I think I saw it there for a second, though, because I was reflecting the sun with my phone, and I'm like, I think I see a black dot! And then I couldn't see for an hour.
That's why you have the telescope to look straight into it.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, that just looks like a germ on a microscope.
Maybe it is. How do you know?
It's a visible.
Wait, maybe that's just dirt on your thing.
It's a visible spectrum picture. See?
Oh, I see.
Those are all sunspots right there.
Wow, those are some big ass sunspots.
Well, the sun's become more active lately, so.
Probably because it's going to explode.
Yes, it's not going to explode for another billion years, though. Oh,
shit. Yeah, that's what it. That's what everyone else says, and then they lose their planet.
Embers is dirt. They know.
So, you know what I'm excited for this weekend?
Bull sharks.
No.
What are you excited
for? Hold on, we're going to get to the bull shark debate. No, about my bike ride.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, what?
I do not want to hear about your bike ride. I had to hear, I cut myself all over.
I want to hear about it.
You want to hear about it, Josh?
The bike ride. How's
I'll be going? Riding 141 miles south from Fort Wayne. All the way to Indianapolis.
My point exactly, Josh. Thank you for confirming. Me? And then he wants me. See, I have to go work on Saturday. So I have to go to work on Saturday. Then he wants me to drive down all the way down to this hillbilly hick of a freaking campground, set up the tent, which, let me tell you, is not going to be
your sister's setting up the tent.
That would be so cool.
And then he wants me to like, make him dinner on a stove that we don't have no electricity to, so it's going to be a fire, and I don't know. Like,
we're just going to roast hot dogs.
It's camping. It's what's wrong?
What is wrong with camping? You are just so anti-camping.
Do you see this hair? It takes like lots of electricity just to get it to my straight.
There's a bathroom there. There's a bathroom there. You don't.
And then the mirrors and makeup.
You know.
And I'm just not. I'm not an outdoorsy girl.
She isn't.
You don't have to be. Just because if you buzz her hair, you'd be much happier.
I think we would all be happier.
No, you do not. It's taking me this. It's taking me almost 2 years to get it this long.
The power of a million suns.
That's not a bull shark.
No, it's not.
That's not normal. That's not a bull shark at all.
Anyways.
That's a century. He's a Marvel conflict. We're talking about the sun inside of Marvel.
Hey.
Are they going to make another one about a movie about that guy?
Probably not.
Or is he just that lame that they're not going to be able to?
Hey.
No, he's actually really good.
Hey. They're shooting Iron Man 3 right now.
Yes, I know. Actually,
did you see the pictures?
I have a friend who just moved to where they're actually shooting the video.
Where they? We mean like the movie? Shooting the movie?
Like where? it's just a little ways down from. I can't.
Where?
Oh,
is it? Well, say what state?
Say what state? You say.
Is he in California? And which friend is it? Someone I know?
No.
Damn.
I met him through Danielle's family.
Oh. Well, did you? Have you heard anything about it yet?
Not a whole lot.
Tell him to start eavesdropping and to take photos.
Let me see if I can't find.
Well, because they already released a still from it, and it's Robert Downey Jr. looking at his armor collection, and he has
all seven armors from Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, and the Avengers.
That'd be nice.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, in theory, it's supposed to take this
game. And then they also named who the villain is.
Well, wait, let me guess. The Iron Turd. Just kidding. The Iron Patriot.
Yes, the Iron Patriot, which really? I don't know how that's going to... I'm interested to see how that's going to work, because, I mean, with the whole Civil War, it was supposed to be Norman Osborn. Mm-hmm. And Norman Osborn, his rights for movies are owned by Sony.
Huh.
So I'm a little bit interested who is gonna be the character that goes inside the Iron Patriot armor.
Well, but my understanding of it is, though, if you don't produce it... You said something about that. If you don't produce a movie long enough, you lose your rights.
Didn't you told me that?
No,
that
actually, Jacob told us that.
I couldn't remember who told me, but maybe that happened. Their time was up, and Marvel got the rights back.
No, because I was looking at the thing that they still don't have the rights to it, so it's going to be someone else. But I'm a little bit.
Well, I'm still confusing. So how are they going to have the Iron Patriot?
They're going to have the Iron Patriot, but it's not going to be Norman Osborn in the suit.
Who cares about Norman Osborn?
I know, but that's...
Isn't he like 90 years old anyways?
But the suit isn't the person. The suit isn't the character, though. It's just a piece of armor without the person being the person inside armor.
No. Okay, so wait a minute.
So Iron Man isn't Iron Man without Tony Stark. I'm just saying. It's just a suit.
Yeah.
Because someone takes a suit.
Oh, wait.
Like War Machine.
Oh, hold on. I think I'm confusing. I thought you guys were talking about an actor's name. The Iron Patriot. I thought you said the actor who's playing it is... Norman Osborn, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy is actually... So he's actually the character, like Tony Stark is the character's name.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say that? To people who don't know this kind of nerdy shit, we need to know.
Well, how do you not know this?
I don't...
Because he doesn't talk to me. We have, like...
This is really distracting when I have to...
see each other.
This is really distracting when I have to backtrack and then, like retell everything.
Okay, so now I'm on track. So
yes,
but Norman Osborn, aka the character's name, is not the actor's name.
It's
the character is not going to be in the movie. We'll just leave it at that.
I thought you guys were talking about oh, it's not going to be Norman Osborn. I'm like, what is he, 90? If they did lost the rights 50 years ago, I mean,
no,
why
no.
would you want a 60-year-old dude playing the Iron Patriot?
Right.
Okay, got you.
Okay, but I'm a little bit I'm thinking why didn't they go with there's so many other characters they could have gone with for villains like MODOK or
there are a lot of them but they
Crimson Dynamo.
I wonder why they jumped so far ahead all of a sudden without because I mean they can actually
they want to end it.
They can actually lead up to this. They can have so many different movies. They can make so much money off of the Marvel Avengers and all that.
But think about the actors though. Like, would the actors be willing to sign on for another one?
But I'm excited because
they have to.
Yeah, have you had? Did you ever read the Extremists, Iron Man Extremists storyline? Well, they're gonna take bits and pieces from that.
Really?
Yeah, and if you've ever read it, it's Tony Stark actually integrates the suit into his body.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. it's
That's
gonna
disgusting.
Be disgusting. It's gonna be pretty sweet.
So he's gonna have an exoskeleton.
He's gonna be a cyborg.
No, he's not gonna have an exoskeleton. He's just gonna be able to. Put a suit on himself without having to. It'll just stick to his body. Okay, we'll leave it there.
That's
but tell me about this. Tell me about this bull shark.
The 1,000-pound bull shark that they found down in Florida.
How old is it?
I didn't say how old it was, but it was researchers doing some work. And crap, I clicked off the page. Anyway,
nice.
It was a researcher who was doing some work. He was looking, trying to figure out how to prevent shark species from going extinct or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they caught, caught on the line, they weren't sure if it was like a bus or something because usually they can just reel it up real easy.
Yeah.
And it took like three or four guys to get it up to the boat. It's just a huge bull shark.
You're annoying with that phone right now.
Sorry, she keeps texting me because I'm not texting you back.
What are you doing? Where are you? Who are you with?
Come on now.
Just say you're with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of prostitutes.
The near future.
There are whores everywhere. I don't know whose ass is in my face.
Okay. Men are disgusting. You guys are just so gross.
Oh, I never actually do that, but it's funny.
He doesn't do it.
It's just nasty.
Nah.
I don't understand.
So, okay. So they found this bull shark, and then...
They found a bull shark. 1,000 pounds is freaking huge.
They just found it. They just
What was it?
Oh, look, it's a bull
like,
shark.
They weren't trying to find her. I think they were just, they were doing, like I said, researchers doing work trying to get
it. It just ran into the line?
So they kill it?
No, no, they tagged it. That's where they go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, they pulled it up and then put it in a zoo.
Yeah, like,
it up, it's not like, how are we putting in a zoo, bitch?
Do they know
it's like animal prison.
Then they put it in the Fort Wayne Zoo.
Do they know it takes do you remember what
yes,
I wanted to
know? I am not going to go into this long thing about you wanting to put a whale in a barn.
Okay, no.
It would go back, forth, up, and down in its tiny tank.
Okay, let's be clear.
We would run a farm Sea World.
No. Let's be clear, because this is what I said. I said I've always wanted a killer whale as a pet.
She wanted
and
an
I
orca.
Would build.
What
I would put build a giant aquarium.
They're called
and
orcas.
Orcas, and I would put it in a giant, a giant tank.
Tank.
In a barn, so it'd be protected. And
oh
stuff.
My god!
Coda thought I would put it in like something the size of a fish tank, you know, but more.
You would have to have a gigantic.
So
tank.
The only thing you could do is just like move an inch forward, an inch back, and up and down. And then he's making fun of me about it, and then he's like, yeah, that'd be one sad orca.
Well, actually, it was me and Rob doing that for the longest time.
I'm pretty sure that
sure
orcas do not
it.
Sound like a big, giant blue whale.
Very sad.
Very sad.
So sad.
Obviously, where am I going to get my hands on an orca? That's right, I can't.
Shamu.
I petted Shamu. I swam with Shamu as a child.
Shamu is dangerous.
Yes.
Didn't like one of them, weren't there like killer whale attacks like not too long ago?
Yes, a trainer was killed.
Yep.
It was like 3 years ago, I think.
Well, why?
Iowa family finds mammoth bones in backyard. What?
What?
Sorry.
You know what? Find me the killer whale attack. What exactly happened?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. It was a SeaWorld trainer was killed by the whale. They're like, I don't know what happened. The whale is so docile. Boom. I think like it landed on top of her. Let's see.
The
40-year-old
woman. You know, it jumped up and grabbed the trainer by the waist, shaking her so violently that her shoes came off. Okay, I thought I thought seriously it was gonna lead up to her snapping in half. But apparently not.
Her legs flew up.
Her left foot just came off her body.
Uh-huh.
And she went toy with us more. Like a dog after school. Oh, that sound.
Turn that off.
I don't know, like
So over the weekend I watched a program called Earth 2100.
It was awesomely depressing.
Yeah, it was like here's a bleak outlook of our future.
Okay.
We run out of gas. We burn up our atmosphere.
Let's stop. Okay, it starts. It
tells the story of this little girl. She was born
in 2009, and it tells
her
story about
story.
What she. It was like. As a little girl, I remember that gas prices were rising higher and higher. And it shows, like, by 2015, which is not very long far from today.
Like,
the
gas is,
price,
like, $5.45.
And that's everywhere. It's, like, universal. And then they have huge gas lines because, like, there's gas shortages. And then it, like, skips forward to her, like, graduating. And it was talking about, like, how there was no water anymore, like the desert. Like, Arizona, Nevada, all those big cities, like, they completely drained, like, all their natural resources of water. Hmm. And, I don't know. By the end of it, there was, like, four epidemics.
Virus outbreak, the ice caps melting.
Oh, those already melted.
Pretty much the world just going to
and
shit.
Everything, and because of all the melting, everything flooded. Like, New York City was now a giant New York City pond.
Okay.
And
they made a movie about that, actually.
Yeah, it's called Day After Tomorrow.
No, it's an older movie. Like, where ice caps melt and there's like one spot left on Earth that's actually dry land. And
Mecca?
Oh, you're talking about SeaWorld.
Waterworld, yeah. That's it.
Sea
no,
World.
No, and the last place that was not wet was Mount Everest.
I think so. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, because like, at the end of the movie, the girl like goes up to the summit. She's like, it says, this is Mount Everest, dumbass.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that? problem with that is it's going to be cold up there, and there's no oxygen. Like, you have to be
careful. Well, you got to think, though, if the water level rises,
then you climb up on something else, and then you do it in stages, but still.
I mean, say if the water level rises, you got to think that the atmosphere is going to rise, too. It's not just going to...
No. No, I don't think that's true.
I think so.
I think not.
I don't know.
You got to think, hey, Ryan. even though all the trees are covered up, you're still going to have oxygen generated. You know why?
Why, Coda? Algae.
That's where I actually get most of our air from.
Yeah. Yeah, most of our air from algae in the ocean.
Okay, well, that doesn't explain... No. How would you even be able to grow anything at that kind of altitude?
Especially on a rock. That was part of the movie. You had a hard time finding food.
Yeah, like they're just trying to get by with what supplies they had. Okay, let's not talk about the shitty... Let's not talk about the shitty Kevin Costner movie. The worst movie in a while.
Well, long time. Earth 2100 was pretty... But depressing.
Like at the end of it, they're like, this is just only the worst case scenario.
But there is a brighter future for us.
If we all work together.
Yeah, like, okay, their version of fixing everyone's problems is for people basically to become perfect. Because here's the thing.
Greed would have to be abolished.
We'll just kill half the population. I mean,
well, very true.
That would really work.
That would. Because, like, this is what they're saying. They're saying, like, if, you know, they made fold-up cars... Like, made them like shopping cars. Where if you needed a car, you'd go to a center, and then you would get a car, and then you go. And it'd run off like water. Which is an awesome idea, except if they didn't take into consideration two facts. A, people are greedy, and wherever there's money to be made, there's money to be made.
Exactly.
No one seriously is going to rent a car for free, because this is a utopian society where money doesn't really enter anything. It's basically barters and trades. Like, that's what they want. That's not going to happen. If you got money, you're going to hoard it. You're going to figure out ways to make more money.
That's true. Usually that happens.
But pollution is a money maker.
What if you didn't need money for anything, though?
Huh?
What if you didn't need money for anything?
You do need money, though. That's the sad truth.
I've always thought about that. Like, why do we even have money? Like, it seems to cause so many problems.
That way you can say I'm better than you.
Well, pretty much. But the thing is, like, pollution is actually a money maker. Let's just face it. Gasoline is never going to become a thing of the past because there's just too much money.
Well, I think it will when we run out of it. It's not going to just keep generating.
Well, no shit. But right now, it's making money. It's polluting the earth. No one cares, but it's making money. Like, look at Bill Bush, prime example. His daddy owns oil fields. And you know what? That's how they made their money. Did you see him putting... EPA laws in? No, you didn't, because why would he want to protect the environment when all he's going to do is just squander it?
That's why the Republicans are all against, get rid of big government, get rid of the EPA.
Yeah.
You know why they want to get rid of the EPA? Because it's in the way of their businesses.
Because pollution is a moneymaker.
Wait, how do we know politics?
We're getting off it real quick, don't worry.
Well, I was just bringing him up as an example. Like, I can go on further, but...
We could go on all night for this shit. I'm a Republican, but I'm sick of the Republican Party.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm sick of my husband.
At least we admitted to something in this podcast.
We each whispered something. What are you sick of?
Huh?
What are you sick of? Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Yeah, I know.
I had McDonald's today, and I didn't feel too good after I ate it.
Hey, you had McDonald's? Why didn't I make you lunch, then?
That particular store.
Why do you think I stayed to 7?
Dick.
No. Face.
But it got me thinking, like, when I was watching that Earth 2100. What? When I was watching that Earth 2100, I'm like, man, you know, our population is getting out of control. Like, we're at, what, 7? Aren't we at 7 billion right now?
I'm sure.
Let me check. I want, because I knew we were like either.
Well, I don't know.
Is it China or Japan?
They
can only have like one kid now.
It's China.
Yes, China.
They have the one child policy, which we're probably gonna have to. We're probably gonna have to do that too. Yeah, we're at 7 billion.
Sorry, in 4 years.
Really?
It's
7 billion.
I think a lot of it's coming from the Dagger family. They have like 20 kids, and then Octomom's got 14.
People are born and die every minute. You know,
but the thing is, we're living longer.
Yeah. That's our problem, is we're living longer now.
That's true.
7 billion. But you think about all the natural catastrophes, like, oh, the earthquake that happened in Japan, and then, like,
the earthquake tsunami. In Haiti.
That probably took out a good portion of people, and yet there's still 7 billion people. Oh, that was another reason why the Earth is going to, like, fail in 2100, is because the more people you have, the more food you have to grow. And eventually, there's going to be, like, food shortages, and people are going to starve to death, which... My point is, people are already starving to death now.
That's when we need the Star Trek technology. They generate any kind of food.
Those guys. Did you see they made? There's a guy who made the Enterprise blueprints.
Really?
Didn't we talk about this?
No, we didn't talk about this because we were listening to it was Red Eye, Fox News Red Eye, in the car on the way. All right.
I have 8:29, bitch.
But back
you
to
you are a minute off.
But boom. It would take. It would take nine years to develop the technology for this Enterprise ship, and then it would take, I think, like 10 or 20 years to build it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants
and
to
no
pay
one
people.
Would be getting laid in that time.
Yeah, he wants to take 9 years. No, it was 10 years to have people research it, and then he wanted to take 20 years to build it. And yeah, like, I guess the guy on the show, he was like, yeah, and no one in the entire time is going to be getting laid. He's like, why don't you just, you know, take that good 10 years and build yourself a U-Haul.
To move out of your mom's basement.
To move out of your mom's basement, and then maybe you'll get laid.
I would admit that was the best part of it.
Of course, I'm, like, half asleep and dead and like, listening to this. I'm like, ugh. So late when I'm listening. Why the hell would we listening to that?
I don't know. I think it kept my mom up and angry.
Your mom listens to Fox News just to get herself pissed off. I feel like being really pissed off right now. I think I listen to Fox News.
Don't ask
me. I like how I watch golf before I sleep.
Golf. Nice.
So what were you going to say earlier?
I don't think he had anything.
He did. He was pointing at his computer.
He didn't have anything. No, I was going to say, I saw on Twitter, I saw on Fort Wayne Daily's Twitter page, they have Fort Wayne's offering a first-time homebuyers program. It's a loan of up to $9,500 for your down payment and closing cost.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, we're taking advantage of that.
Yeah, we should do that.
We're definitely.
So that way I have more debt.
We have more debt. Oh my god, oh my god.
Like,
oh my
how's
god.
It going to help us?
It helps get the house faster.
Get a house and then move out.
You don't have to pay for the down payment and the closing costs.
Oh, wow. Then how am I going to pay for the rest?
They would pay the down payment and the closing costs, and then you would pay them a monthly mortgage. Do you know what I'm saying? You know how a mortgage works, right? It's kind of like rent.
Kind of. We should do that, Coda. When is this?
I just said we should do it.
Just shut your mouth. When is this?
It's going to be going on for a long time now. You can actually find out details on the website. But
so,
I'm excited.
How do we get qualified to do it? Like, do we have to be qualified? Or
well,
is it
we make less than $51,000. So we make like half that.
Right. You should get into this too. You need to get out of your parents' house.
Where don't you live with? Who do you live with? Don't you live with Danielle's family? Or?
I live with mom.
Oh, you live with mom.
I was right. I didn't even know where you. I didn't. I'll well, be honest.
With
the, I didn't know that.
I
thought
you were living
with
your brother there for a while.
For like a year and a half, I was living with me and my brother. House to live, and then I went back to college.
See, I was kidding. I didn't. Honestly, had no idea where you lived. I just said that because
just,
it seems like. Well, the reason why I said that, not to be a bitch, but not to be a bitch. I'm not really a bitch. I'm just saying that every one of Coda's friends. Lives with their parents. I've not met one of his friends that actually had their own.
Aaron Drew lives on his own.
When I first met you, I didn't.
The only person who.
Really?
Really.
Hey, the only person that doesn't live on their own is Matt.
And him.
And him. But he doesn't count because he actually lived on his own there for a little bit.
Good point. You did. You made a go of your own on your own self. See,
and
Matt.
Now we get to make fun of Matt more.
See, Matt. He's always telling Coda, yeah, I'm going to get this house, I'm going to do this. And like, he was going to be given a house. Do you know what I would do if I was given a house and didn't have to pay
for it? Move out quick!
I'd be like, sure, I'll take it. Just
and the
put
house
a deed over
off.
My name. I'll pay the property taxes.
And so
oh,
the house is paid off.
$1,000 a month?
It was his grandma's house, and it was already paid off everything. He's like, I don't want
to. All you have to do is pay property taxes.
Yeah, I am! And you know what? I would take that!
Me too.
I'll take that. Where is it at?
No, do you know what, though? He turned it down. You want to know why?
Why?
Well, it's taking away her independence. No, it's you being a pussy and being afraid to move out on your own and leave mommy and daddy behind. Because what's he going to do when he doesn't have mommy and daddy? You know, he's going to say, oh, I don't hardly ever see them. No, but looks like you don't pay electric, you don't pay gas, you don't pay for food. You sit there and you mooch and you mooch and you mooch. You say you're better than us? Really?
He would rather spend his money on car parts than actually, like, paying bills. I don't really think Matt wants to grow up.
But then again, Coda has no room to talk.
I know.
Because he's no better than Matt. Because Coda literally jumped from mommy and daddy's to Amy's. He's never lived on his own. He has no idea what it's like to live on his own. You at least have that knowledge.
I love getting bashed on my own show.
Gosh,
she qualifies right now for next firing line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you're the producer. You're the producer. You actually keep the show together somewhat.
Exactly.
But you're not allowed to bash on me anymore.
But I'm just saying, you have no idea what it's like to try to make
it on your own. Yes, we already discussed this in the car.
I know. I'm just saying.
So
Josh actually has a head up on you. What? Don't you, Josh?
How do we go from...
You're talking
I really liked that video game last time. We're talking about Zelda. That was a really good game.
Yes! No,
I was going to talk... I'm not a big Zelda fan or anything.
Did you hear WB announce?
What are you doing?
Warner Brothers announced they're going to be doing a Justice League movie.
Really?
I'm excited.
Warner Brothers, Justice League.
Who's that freak?
Is it this?
That's Eric.
Eric who?
Wow. You are a dick.
I'm not a dick. I didn't realize
you were just. I'm looking at our Facebook page and you're like, who is that?
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I said, who's that?
No, you said, who is that ugly person?
I did not say that either. I said, who's that freak?
Who's that
freak? I thought it was just like, you know how they have ads on the side of.
No! You know it was not that.
Okay, you know
You can change that, by the way.
We're editing that now.
Ads from your friends.
They really do.
Yeah, a setting. You had to go in your settings and tell them that they can't use it. Otherwise, they just start doing it.
Thank God, because they always have like, "Are you getting married?" And they'll have like, they actually have this crazy woman pulling out her hair and it says, "Bridal showers are stressing, but you can really." I'm like, "Really? Why am I looking at this?" That's why I said, "Who's that freak?" Because I thought it was an ad. Didn't realize it was your precious hair. I'm sorry.
It was kind of
you're such a dick.
Very sensitive people.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to talk about Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is going to come back at Avengers.
Who's that freak?
Come back at
Avengers. Oh, that's Conan O'Brien.
Okay, I'm closing the Facebook page. She's being an ass.
I'm not being an ass.
All right. So Warner Brothers is going to make the Justice League movie. Jesus, I'm trying to get this out and it takes so damn long.
Who's all
going to
be in it, you know?
Well, the three main characters got to be in it are Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman.
I have a prediction.
But the thing is, I don't think you really need to do that many. I don't think you need to do what Avengers did and make everyone have their own. Pretty much everyone have their own movie because you know who they need to have in it. They need to have Green Lantern, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and Aquaman. It's all they need to have in it.
I would like to see a Flash movie.
See, I have a prediction about this, guys. I have a prediction. In approximately 8 minutes, we're going to be interrupted by the intercom lady telling us that time to leave is near.
Okay.
15 minutes left or something like that.
Well, we're going to be done here in a little bit anyway, so.
I'm just saying. Trust me, because I'm a psychic. I know these things.
You're psychic, you know these things. Or you've just been to the library a few times.
She's been here way too often.
I really...
How do you message people?
But I'm excited because you know what? I liked. What are you doing over there?
He's over there just going. Yeah,
but I liked Avengers.
You don't let him talk, so he's not listening to you anymore.
He has no more talking points. I was the only one who had talking points. But
talking
points.
Yeah, I do have one good talking point.
But let me finish my thing about Justice League, though. Let me just finish it.
I told you.
No, because I was going to say, I mean, I liked Avengers and I liked the Marvel Universe, but if I had a choice, I'm a DC guy. I love Batman, I love Superman, I love the Justice League.
But the Batman movies are awesome. Aren't they making a new Batman movie too?
Dark Knight Rises. Bane's going to be in it.
Who's Bane?
They were actually going to have... I talked about... Didn't I talk about this on the last
one? We talked about it last time, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have Leonardo DiCaprio as the Riddler.
Yeah.
No. You said they were trying to get...
Yeah, they wanted to have him as the Riddler.
And he said, hell no, He's like, that's too much of Inception for me.
He's like, he's going to... I'm going to stick with Titanic. Like,
he's going to be in that new Quentin Tarantino movie.
That's just the Titanic of a movie.
It's got Jamie Foxx in it. And I love the end of the trailer. Jamie Foxx is like, they're like, what's your name? Django. The D is silent. I'm like, now that's the sign of a true badass slave. Because he's a freed slave in it.
Oh, okay.
And he's going out like killing all these hillbillies trying to find his wife. Hillbillies.
What are you doing over there? Oh my god.
She's being weird tonight.
How much
coffee did you have?
I have a lot of coffee, plus I really have to go to the restroom. So.
Why don't you go to the bathroom real quick?
I am not. So, thank you.
We can handle ourselves for 5 minutes.
Gee, that's awesome.
You and Naruto.
Hey, that's saved my life, man.
How do you say his name?
So Naruto. What was Naruto? The talking point for you?
Naruto.
So what was the talking
Naruto.
Point for you?
Naruto.
What was the thing?
Is that your talking
Naruto.
Point? Because that's really annoying.
Naruto. Did you actually have something you wanted to talk about?
I did, but I forgot what it was.
See? Yuzukoda,
nice!
You just have to keep on opening your
mouth. Naruto.
Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto. Really? We're going
to
be...
Why don't you go to the bathroom?
I'm going back to fifth grade, man.
I was going to say kindergarten, but hey, you want to make yourself feel a little bit more special? Go.
If I go back to fifth grade, I would. I'd bully all the kids I could, man.
Oh, I would too.
But you're getting lunch money.
Oh, that's a great idea. If you could go back to kindergarten, what would you do? Well, let's not even go to kindergarten. Let's go third grade. What would you change in third grade?
I think you have, like, some pent-up anger at kids in third grade.
Oh, I totally do. I really do. If I can go back to third grade, well, actually, if I could just
third grade is where it all went wrong for me.
Well, if I could just take
I just
what
need
I know
to go
now.
Back in time and just that one thing.
No.
Back in time.
Can I go back in time?
If I could take what I know now and go to high school,
okay.
I would bully every motherfucker I hated.
You
and not
that's
only
bad.
That,
that's
you are
bad.
A mean person.
That
you are mean spirited.
Everybody that you just bullied want to bully somebody else.
Good. That's well, they're bad. Assholes. They're all assholes. I went to school with a whole herd of assholes.
Where'd you go to school at?
Was it a herd?
Winchester community. They needed. They
was it a herd or horde?
I went to Duane.
Herd.
Herd or horde?
Herd. Horde? Oh my god. I hated them.
Hated them.
I was so miserable because they were all so, oh, I hated them. But if I could just go back in time, let's see, I would probably break Monique Trosh's face against
she was one of our viewers. Actually,
good, I hope her face gets fucking rammed into a chalkboard.
You're so mean.
Oh, I hated her. I would throw Paige Haney off of the balcony because she is just...
I hope none of these people listen to our podcast.
I hope she does. Paige Haney, I want you to fall off a balcony. I hate you.
She doesn't mean that, Paige.
No, I
don't.
I really
don't. Please don't.
Let's see, who else would I... Oh, gosh.
But not just... Paige, you're pregnant.
No, she won't get pregnant because she and her boyfriend had anal sex, so she wouldn't get pregnant.
What are we doing? What is happening?
I'm exposing important details through the rumor bin.
Look, man.
What is happening?
Man. People are going to listen to the show and be like, I'm done now.
I'm done.
Tap out. I heard
tap
anal.
Tap out. Done.
Titan Slice is like, whoa. How did they have before they started this one?
Maybe we shouldn't, we should edit that out.
No, you're stuck.
We'll be good. No, you're stuck with it.
Well, anyways, that was just a rumor that went around. Not saying it's true. Wow, not
Jesus.
Saying it's false.
People
I'm
change.
Just saying,
change,
really, you couldn't have thought of a condom.
People change.
Really, you couldn't have thought of a condom.
But
it's probably his idea, not her.
There's just so many people I hated. Wasn't there anyone you hated? Like, I've never felt, like, whenever I think about how much I hate them, I just feel this welling of anger and I want to just go beat them. Yeah. Wow.
So
I am not an angry person.
Like, I just kind of don't.
You sound like...
Really?
Amy,
yeah.
I love you, but you sound like an angry person. You sound like a person who has a lot of resentment.
You need to get her the Hulk hands.
I do.
She just needs to, like, stand... She needs to go up and stand against this wall, just like... With the Hulk hands. Ah, I hate people at school.
You know what the thing is? in my life right now, like, this doesn't affect me. I'm not an angry person. I get along just fine with everyone.
Are you sure? Because you sound angry.
Whenever I go to Winchester or whenever I think about the people that I grew up with, I have this huge amount of anger that it won't go away. I don't think it ever will. They have fucked me up. Those people.
They fucked you up?
Well, when you're...
They fucked their shit up.
I wasn't bullied in school, but I was... All of them. I hate every single one of them. I don't know why.
We're just on like an angry rant.
They just... Well, when you're made fun of behind your back, of course, you don't hear any of it. You have to hear it through whispers.
I think it's time to go.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Okay.
All right, in a podcast, are you going to do the music?
Yeah, I'll do the music real quick.
Cue music.
We'll be back next week.